Do you love fun facts, late night Wikipedia rabbit holes? I'm Jessie Carmen, and this is the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast, where we talk all things curious. Every Friday, we'll explore strange happenings, the unexplained, current events, and more. I'll see you on the inside. Welcome to the very first episode of the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully we're going to have some fun. I have been trying to make this happen for a long time. I was literally just waiting on myself to actually do something and take action, but here we are. I'm doing the thing. I'm taking the action. So, yeah. I keep having to hold back the urge to say, let's get into it. But I thought this week we could get really meta with it. And we could talk about podcasts and podcasting. That sounded like fun. There's a lot of fun facts about podcasting. It's a really interesting industry with a lot of really interesting things going on. Tons of growth. So if we're going to start at the beginning, you may have heard that Apple invented the podcast. This is false. Apple did not invent the podcast, but they definitely popularized them and made them mainstream and started calling them podcasts. But there was something in the early 2000s, late 90s, even a little bit back in the 80s called audio blogging that was essentially like having a radio show without a radio show. So super comparable to the modern podcast. But around 2004, 2005, the first code for podcasting was written by some dudes and podcasts kind of blew up. In fact, podcast was actually the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year in 2005. So I would say Apple is really the godfather of podcasting. They like made its name, took it out in the world. But we're looking at audio blogging as far as our true origins, like the granddaddy of the blog. And ever since 2006, this industry has just seen rapid, like truly insane growth. I don't want to get all businessy, like grind hustle, but it's really wild. Like we have podcasts doubling sometimes, like the amount of new podcasts started in a year. We have podcast listenership constantly on the rise. At least 43% of Americans had heard of a podcast by like 2013. That's a lot of Americans, all right? Part of what makes podcasting so popular is that it really sort of creates a community. You feel like you're having a conversation. They're easy to access. They're free. There are so many different platforms to get them on. You can listen to them while you multitask, and they're intimate. They're intimate. You kind of feel like your besties with whoever is hosting the podcast. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you probably know me. Otherwise, I don't know why you're listening to this, but we're besties, okay? So that list that I just sort of rattled off there is from thepodcasthost.com. We cite our sources around here. But I think I want to say 155 million Americans have listened to a podcast. Isn't that wild? That is wild. And it's just like, how do you even compute? I think podcasting is a really like underused market. Certain genres of podcasts are very oversaturated, but it's a market that really isn't being utilized to its full potential. It's a media tool that isn't really being utilized for all of the cool stuff it can do. And after 2014, we started seeing a big shift in podcasting. That was kind of when like money entered podcasting, video entered podcasting. That's where you get some of these really popular podcasts starting out, or if not starting out, finally getting the kind of traction that makes Joe Rogan a superstar or whatever. I preferred him on Fear Factor, but you know, a girl can only dream of a Joe Rogan who doesn't talk out of his ass. But the first podcast that actually got me into podcasting was a fictional podcast called Welcome to Night Vale. I am still a big fan of Welcome to Night Vale. I am super behind, but I would say it falls into almost the absurdist genre. Welcome to Night Vale is a really fun fake radio show about a super weird little town in the desert. I love it. If you have ever been to a weird little town in the desert, you will know what I mean when I say that this feels real. I love Welcome to Night Vale. It's a very fun little show, and they are hilarious on Twitter and every other social media platform. So that was the first podcast I ever listened to, and I think I started listening to Welcome to Night Vale in middle school, probably, like 10, 11 years ago. So, yeah. I have been in the podcast industry for, I would say, like, a year or two now, but usually I am on the other side of things, producing podcasts for other people. I produce several podcasts, some you might have heard of, and some you might not. A lot, oftentimes in partnership with Daydreamer Network, shout out to Andy. But I really got into podcast production in film school when I took an audio class. We had to create a fake podcast episode, and I was like, hey, this is kind of fun. This is kind of cool. And then I actually did some volunteer editing work on a friend's podcast. Shout out to Emily and Shelby. They have a really excellent podcast called Candy Girl. It is about connecting sex workers with non-sex workers and talking about the industry. I did a little bit of volunteer work on their podcast. But really, I feel like I got into podcasting because I love storytelling. Like, in the most cliche, corny of ways, I consider myself most a storyteller. I am a slut for storytelling. It's fun. I always wanted to be an author when I was a kid, but I can't seem to write consistently. And I have production skills because I have a film degree. I know how to use all the software. I know how to do all the stuff. And it's a really fun way for me to be able to have a little bit of fun with my degree. At least I'm kind of using it, right? And help people tell stories. I love the creativity. I love the passion. I love the authenticity. There is nothing quite like a podcast. Whether you're looking for white noise in the background, whether you're trying to learn something, whether you're feeling lonely, maybe you're stuck at home, isolating with COVID, and you want to feel like you're hanging out with your friends, listen to a podcast. Although statistics tell us most people listen to their podcasts on the way to and from work in the car. I think that's fun because it's like the radio. It's like you're listening to a morning radio show that is customized for you because it's the content that you're looking for, the content that you want to be hearing, the content that you want to be listening to. And then there's all the video podcasts and all the YouTube stuff. I feel like I'm just gushing over podcasts. And if you know me in real life, you've probably heard me say, like, out loud at least once, I don't even care about podcasts that much, or I don't even like podcasts that much. And while sometimes it's true, I really struggle to find podcasts to listen to that are right for me, but I'm also a very picky person with all of the media that I consume, so it's a me problem. But I think that it's such a cool medium, even if I'm not listening to a podcast every day, but I'm editing a podcast every day, so I guess I kind of am. I think it's such a cool way to tell a story. I love fictional podcasts. I love lifestyle podcasts. I love astrology podcast. I love it all. That's not true. I don't love it all. I'm also just a bit of a moody, fickle bitch, but that's okay. We all have our moments. My moments are constant, but it's fine. It's fine. Something else that has really made podcasting different is it's only been in the last 10, 15 years that audio recording equipment has become affordable and like available to the general public. You used to not be able to get this kind of stuff unless you were working in radio, unless you worked in media production. But now we can just buy it, and that's where you get all your hobby podcasters. That's where you get your hobby podcasters turned superstars. If we're looking at Call Her Daddy, it's an accessible industry. We care a lot about accessibility around here. I don't know if this episode is going to be any good. I feel like I'm losing my flow and just kind of meandering. And I worry when I edit it together, I'm going to hate it. But that's why we're recording it on a Monday, so that I have a few days to get my shit together. Speaking of Mondays, how do you feel about them? Like, are we Garfield people? I don't know. I am not averse. I'm fucking up. My mic stand is broken and I'm holding my mic in my hand and I talk with my hand, so this is not going well. I am not Monday averse. I think Tuesday is my least favorite day of the week because it's like I already did Monday and then there's still so much week left. At least that was the case when I was in high school. And then my life is like, yeah, I work Monday through Friday, but also Saturday, Sunday. It's fine. It is what it is. I feel like I'm trying too hard. I feel like I'm not being authentic enough. But one of the things I like the most about podcasts is that they help people feel like they're not alone, I feel like when you're listening to a podcast, you might be thinking, wow, I didn't know somebody else felt that way. For me, the marker of a good podcast, at least one that's not like fictional, is when I want to join the conversation, when I'm like, I have something to say. Although if you know me, you know that I am over opinionated, so I pretty much always have something to say, but I'm also very good at apathy and not giving a shit about anything. So we're just walking a contradictory line, and that's all right. We all spend time walking contradictory lines, right? Don't we? I would say so. This is kind of rambly. I'm going on tangents. I don't know what I'm saying, don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having fun. I talk to myself all the time, and this kind of just feels like that. It feels like the conversations that I have in my head and all of that good stuff. So I produce this podcast, I record it, I edit it, I design the cover, I publish it. I work with Daydreamer Network, and I also run a production studio called Venus Neptune Studios. So yeah, I'm an astrology bitch. It is about an astrological aspect. It's because Venus trine Neptune is really good for creativity, and I'm trying to be creative around here. I always tell podcasters that I produce for that they're gonna hate their first three episodes, and I thought, perhaps because I know what's up, I would not fall into that camp. But I know recording this episode, I'm absolutely going to hate my first three episodes. It's my fault. I didn't prepare enough. I was like, I can wing it. I could talk for 20 minutes. I can absolutely talk for 20 minutes if I let my brain go wherever it wants and do not hold myself to any topic. But I picked a topic. Podcasts need topics. That is something that I have struggled with, actually, in starting my own podcast. I don't want to pick a niche. I hate niches. I don't want to niche down. I don't just want to be known for one thing. I have a lot of interests. And even if they're similar, they're different, and they're valid, every single one of them. I'm not just the this girl. I am also the this girl. I'm also a they. I don't know. Fuck. I always tell people that solo episodes are hard, so then obviously I decided to start a solo podcast. I can interview people. I want to, but I was like, no. I'm going to do my first episode all by myself with minimal prep, just on a whim. Decided this week that I wanted to launch this week, and here we are. But sometimes you just got to go with it, right? When the energy is right, when you're feeling the vibe, I guess that's when you jump in. Why am I giving advice? Who am I? Jesus. I really use some ice cream right about now. Also, full disclosure, I am definitely not wearing pants as I record this episode. Don't know why I told you that. That's a TMI. I'm very good at those. This has been a little chaotic. This really lacks necessary structure, but there will be more structure in the future. The best way to get good at podcasting is to keep doing it. And that's the plan. So thank you for sticking it out. Thank you for listening to this episode. When I say it probably wasn't very good, I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm just being honest. And this is not the caliber of episode that I'm hoping to put out in the future. But I had fun. I hope you had fun just letting me ramble. Next time, we'll talk about something spicier, perhaps. Thanks for listening. Do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe. I think on Apple, subscribe is follow now, but rate, review, subscribe. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube. Leave a review if you're on Apple so that I can get good numbers and sell ads and shit. I want to make money. All right? We all live in a capitalist hellscape, and we do what we have to do. I will catch you next time. See you on the inside. Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.